We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let me throw this out there, right? Let's have a little fun because the tournament's going on. Are you a Gus Johnson fan?
Oh, yeah. Love Gus.
Now, do you love Gus doing everything, or do you love Gus doing college basketball during the tournament?
Dude, I could watch Gus do the Westminster Dog Show, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I can watch Gus do anything. Is he over the top? Of course he is. Of course he is.
But that's what you want at the end of games in the tournament.
Here's what you know you're going to get with Gus. You're going to get a full day's work. He's not going to shortchange you.
Ah!
Yeah. Heartbreak City!
Now, he's had some good... He's had some good NFL calls. There was a, it was like at the end of a Bengal game or something. He had the call on. It was I don't think it was a radio call, but he was going like, ah! Sometimes he just screams. I believe me, I like Gus.
Down to 10, Johnson gets a shoulder slider. Watch out! He's got getting away from the top speed. Touchdown!
That's a good one.
From a cop speed.
I just like when he screams. But here's the problem. Because he does FS1 stuff.
He does a lot of Fox stuff, yep.
I'm not the biggest college basketball fan in the world, but I watch a lot of FS1 because Villanova's on there quite a bit. But when it's not the same in December when you're watching a college basketball game.
And I Gus agree. Goes, ah! He's yelling about games that really aren't as important as he's trying to make it seem.
But, I mean, that's what he does. You know, you're not going to ask him in December just to be like, oh, and it's good. Villanova up 57-55. Like, he gets juiced up.
Yeah, every game is the national championship to Gus.
I love that. Oh. Oh!
Yeah, man.
Gus has some good ones.
Dude, I actually did preseason with Gus. As the color guy.
Did you really? See, I don't remember you. I remember everybody else doing it. I remember Charlie Casserly do it and saying, like, why they put this grump on there to do Eagles games? So how many years did you do?
One.
With Gus?
Yep.
What was that like?
That was terrible.
Why? What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying. It was the first time I'd done it. So, no, I'm just saying that's where I got to work with Gus, and I became a real big fan of his because he helped me out with that whole thing. I hadn't done that before. So
he's
sort of,
a pro.
Yeah, he sort of helped me out with, you know, making a chart.
What year was that?
07, I believe.
So right after you finished playing.
Yeah, it was in the middle of that.
So Ben, give me more volume when you played. It's Brandon Stokley. So just Google Gus Johnson, Brandon Stokley winning touchdown. This is the one that I
against
remember.
The Bengals?
Yeah, it's the Bengals. And he goes crazy. I isolated and find where it is because the
Orton pumps again to the sideline. Batted up. Oh God! Stokley down the sideline. Can they catch him? Stokley! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable! Oh my goodness! What a play!
There it is. That's it.
87.
That's it.
He is out of control. And he does a lot of Big Ten games.
Yeah, he does.
So,
I
get to see him enough. I get to, he's over the top, though. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's better than being Dick Stockton where you don't even know what's going on in the game. Right? Like, the Dick Stockton game, you know, is the worst game of the weekend.
Yeah.
He's not going to know what's going on. You know, and by the way, Dick Stockton was never good. And I feel bad saying that because, at the same time, I respect him because he's been doing it so long.
He's been doing it since we were kids.
When has he ever been good? He's always been clueless out there.
I just remember him with CBS back in the day, right?
Back in the day when they had the NFC games.
Yeah.
So I heard an interview with Sean McDonough, who has exited Monday Night Football. He's remaining with ESPN for college football. And he's a professional broadcaster. He admitted, he wasn't taking shots at John Gruden, he was just being honest, that the chemistry wasn't there, and frankly, what he was looking for, that Gruden was the star, and he was there to do what he does, and he was just essentially there to say second and three, handoff, whatever, and then Gruden was going to be Gruden.
Yep.
And he was.
That's pretty much what it was.
And pretty much both of them weren't happy with the other. And it wasn't personal, and they still like each other, but they realized that it wasn't very good.
Yeah, Gruden and Tirico were good.
Tirico did a great job with him.
Yeah, he knew how to handle Gruden a little bit. And, you know,
he played off him well.
Yeah, played off of him. Now, it was tough when all three of them were in the booth. Remember when Jaws was in there with him?
Yeah.
Jaws and Gruden didn't really.
Yeah. Jaws was showing the door for Gruden.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Yeah, there wasn't enough room in the booth for Grudog.
Grudog.
So who gets the job now, Monday Night Football?
I don't know. Peyton.
Fox, maybe?
I would go
They're
Peyton.
Talking Fox.
I think Peyton Manning's funny. He won't talk as much as Romo.
Well, I'd be fine with Peyton. Here's the thing. Monday Night Football, like...
It's not the same.
The CBS 425 game or the Fox 425 game is bigger than Monday Night Football.
I agree.
The games stink. Yeah. It's late. Sometimes if I'm tired from watching the game the night before and it was an Eagle game or something, I don't even stay for the whole game.
Yeah, unless you got a fantasy player playing in that game that night.
Or it's a better matchup or you're just...
Which is rare, right? You get some good matchups early in the season, but late in the season, teams often don't become what they were projected to become the following year. And you're like, man, now I'm sitting here looking at Indy and Houston Texans on Monday night.
Yep.
I got Jacoby Brissett and Tom Savage quarterbacking.
Yeah, no one's watching that. And they know it, and their ratings have suffered, and they've even talked about going back to ABC to put the games on there. But I think it is what it is. If you don't have good matchups.
That's actually what they should do.
Well, they've talked about it.
Let's go back to ABC.
The problem is then they're taking off something on ABC that may be generating a lot of money for. Right. I mean, think about how much money they pay for these play-by-play of these games.
Yeah.
Billions.
Yeah.
So we'll see who gets in the booth. It's Joe Tessitore. Now, the hot name right now, Ike, is Joe Thomas, freshly retired.
Really?
So it's thought that he maybe chose retirement because there's a job waiting for him in the booth.
I know
that's
he does
the
some,
hot name right now.
He does some podcast stuff.
He's honest.
Yeah, so I don't hear him enough to know what he'd be like calling a game.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he'd be
Monday
like.
Monday night, that's a pretty big stage.
They would have to give him it would probably be like a Hasselbeck, Tessitore, and then Joe Thomas. You're not going to put Tessitore and Joe Thomas. Hasselbeck makes sense to me, at least from ESPN's perspective.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.